our global hit today is a retro twist on a Latin style. We've presented various interpretations of Colombian cumbia in recent years. Now along comes a cumbia band from Chile called Chico Trujillo. They've got these slinky electric guitars with wah-wah effects. That's a throwback to another time, when a psychedelic vibe overcame cumbia in the 60s. And Chico Trujillo also embraces big band excitement. Ten years ago, when the seven bandmates of Chico Trujillo were first coming up, they couldn't, as the saying goes, get arrested. Young revelers in Santiago, the Chilean capital, wanted to hear rock, punk, raga, and hip-hop at parties, anything but cumbia. It was considered music your parents or grandparents listened to. But Chico Trujillo managed to realign the tastes of young, upwardly mobile Chileans. Michael Maliocchetti is the guitarist and sings with Chico Trujillo.
We like that psychedelic cumbia from Peru, and we try to recover that guitar sound, but we play it more faster, the cumbia, and with more energy with the drums, so we play hard. That's what the people like, to go to the concert and get crazy dancing. That's the idea, to make concert with a lot of energy.
If you're in Santiago, you shouldn't have a tough time tapping into that energy. Chico Trujillo performs in various clubs there three or four times a week. The only trouble you'll have is getting in the venue. The shows are almost always sold out. I asked Michael Maliocchetti how long he thought Chico Trujillo could ride this new cumbia wave.
Well, I think a lot of years more. I don't know. 10 years.
So you've got 10 years to make it to Chile before the crowds really thin out. That's plenty of time. No time left in today's program, though, so we sign off leaving you with the music of Chico Trujillo. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.